Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
This week, I'm having a conversation with each of the NFA team members as we take time to offer thanksgiving to God for His goodness to us. And really talk about gratitude, how important it is for us to number our days as we reflect on God's goodness to us. Joining me in studio right now is Nate Gross. He serves as our policy director. Nate, wishing you and your family happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Karen.
Well, what's on your heart today to share with our listeners?
Well, there is a particular Bible verse that has come to mean a lot to me recently that has a unique and profound connection to Thanksgiving and our pilgrim forefathers. This has always been a special holiday for my family because we can trace our lineage back to the Mayflower. We are direct descendants of pilgrim elder William Brewster, who served as the spiritual leader for the pilgrims and is actually believed to have written the Mayflower Compact. But the verse that I wanted to share is Psalm 39:5, which says, "You have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath." Now, this is not exactly a psalm of thanksgiving, but it also isn't a sad reflection on the brevity of life. Rather, it is a humble prayer for wisdom to comprehend the shortness of life and to put our hope in Christ rather than ourselves. And I think it's that understanding of life's shortness before God that compelled William Brewster and the pilgrims to do what they did, to risk everything, to forfeit their homes and occupations and suffer greatly to advance the gospel and worship in freedom. With the knowledge that our lives are but a breath, the same can be true for us. We don't need to toil aimlessly building earthly possessions because we have been freed to look higher and live a life of purpose with the full hope and confidence of the sovereignty and providence of God.
To all of our listeners, on this day, we wish you a very blessed Thanksgiving.